Tonight's episode was a whirlwind of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's season 7, episode 3, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here talking Leopard is the New Black. We're in season 7, episode 3, like I mentioned. And there's lots to discuss in tonight's episode. A party, a new house that has to be renovated, and a couple of other things. Let's talk about it with the co-host tonight. Who's joining me?
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. I'm full of endorphins and serotogens, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Nice.
Hi, guys. I'm Annabelle, and I am just full of Fabulini.
I love him.
It's the only bottle she sold all year. Yeah.
And I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and we want to give a shout-out to Fern, who is sick tonight, but we are thinking of you, Fern, and we want you back here next week.
Feel better, Fern.
Yes. So let's talk about these Jersey ladies and some things that happened in tonight's episode. It opened up with kind of all the ladies being moms and sending their kids off to school, and then Teresa has that moment where she can't walk the kids to the bus, and the monitor is in full play at this point. And Joe is as useless as ever. What do you want to say about this and these the routines that we saw?
I wrote down same old shit for Joe. Because it's like, poor Teresa has not been out of the clink for a week. And the bags under her eyes are like halfway down her face. And it's like, he does not give a F. He's like, I give him my best. I'm back to sleeping until noon. Boozing all night, sleeping until noon. Like, I just cad with him. But the thing I did want to say was the Melissa wanting Joe to help out in the mornings thing. I've been thinking a lot about the timelines. Boutiques don't normally open until 10, right?
Most clothing
stores, I think, don't open until 10. Kids at that age are off at school by like 7:30 at the latest, aren't they? Maybe it's like 8:30.
Yeah, and I would imagine. I'm bad at kids.
I don't have children, so I wouldn't effing know. But I just remember having to be at school.
Well, elementary
so early.
School usually starts
it's like
at
an
nine.
Hour later.
Yeah, because in high school you go in at like 8:45 or 9. Yeah. So yeah,
Easy to get three kids ready for school, but I do think that she does have enough time to get them on the bus or to school before she needs to report for work. Mm-hmm. I know the boutique's not open yet, but it's still, none of this makes sense. This is all storyline BS that I don't appreciate them trying to feed me.
She's only asking for like, what, 2 or 3 days a week?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but it would seem that if he's not getting home until 8 o'clock at night and he's leaving early enough that he's not even there when the kids are getting ready, that he's working hard enough and she needs to hire a nanny. They have enough money. I don't get it. I mean, I'm sure they probably have one, and they pretend they don't. And all right. Melissa, bad storyline this year. Boo. Anyway.
I just love that Teresa, as she's trying to get, like, all of her little kids ready, and it's like, they have 4 or 5 kids, and then Melania counts as, like, 3 other kids, like, all in one. But it's like, I love that they do not miss a chance to show that ankle bracelet, like, anytime they can. Yeah. I think they've cut down on, like, you know how the exterior shots will be a bunch of, like, let's zoom in on, like, a shrubbery for 5 seconds. It's all they've replaced that with the ankle bracelet, and I love it. Yeah. I don't need to zoom in on a fountain. I know what water looks like.
So shady.
But also, speaking of fountains, how are they keeping that fountain going at Teresa Joe's house? How are they paying for the water? How are they paying for the electricity? I don't get it. And why are you so... She kept asking Joe. She's like, you want to do yoga? Joe, you want to do yoga thing? I'm like, I'm not trying to stereotype, but does he look like a man who does yoga? I get he's always in a sleeveless outfit. He always looks like he's ready to work out, but he's not working out. No. We all do that thing where we're wearing workout clothes, but we're not working out. Yeah. I'm just lazy and I'm on my period.
She wants to keep his joints limber.
Well, I looked at that house and I said, you know, the house, it still looks good. It still looks like it's very, you know, over the top and all that. But it's like, I don't understand how they can still hold on to that house.
Yeah.
Well, despite everything. It's like she's back, and in her mind, it's like she did her time, she's done, she's back to her old life. But it's amazing that they get to they owe all that money, and they live in that excessively large house with all the Italian marble and all the big turrets and all that. I mean, it's really...
It's also amazing that German Shepherd puppy's still alive that they just, like, let run out to the school bus. And she's the puppy! I'm like, it's amazing that Melania have stayed alive this long.
Here's my question. My question about the ankle bracelet thing. why can't she even walk to the end of the driveway? Wouldn't you assume your property is safe space? Like home confinement's really home confinement for her. Yeah. But then within an hour, she's supposed to be at the orthodontist, which, so then it's okay for her to leave? Are they seriously sitting at some...
Last week, she got her nails done.
Right, so it's like, and she's doing all these tapings outside of the house, like going to Rails twice this week. It's like, is there someone who sits in like a security monitoring center with like a really bad like fake police uniform
God,
on?
I
like
would love watching, that job just to be in charge of monitoring right, Teresa.
Like watching an ankle bracelet on like a GPS magnet, like beep, 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 beep. Like, I don't understand how she can't walk the kids over the door threshold to the end of the driveway. Like, that's not okay. But in an hour, she can go to the orthodontist. I don't. And, like, sometimes she's not allowed to drive, but then she's the driver when Melissa...
It is very weird. Yeah. But that would be my excuse if I just didn't want to walk my kids. I mean, like, I can. I'm on home arrest. Like, I can't walk down the sidewalk. I can. I'm just lazy. So I feel like it's... I mean, I would keep that gag going as long as she can, Teresa. You know, you have enough stuff to worry about. You don't need to be walking down the end of your driveway. It's like a mile long.
I felt like tense and nervous for her, though, when the school bus came and she's like, that school bus better wait because Joe cannot drive them anywhere. So if they were to miss the bus, she'd be screwed because it seems like she's not allowed to drive really unless there's permission granted. It's just really messy.
Yeah, they say that you can only leave your house for work, so that's why she's able to go and do these things, like the nails and stuff, because that's
but
like...
But to walk your kids to the bus at the end of the driveway? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, like, she doesn't want kids on the bus taking cell phone pictures of her? I don't know.
Oh, that's a...
Maybe.
God, those lucky kids who get to go... God, if I was a kid school. In school and I got to go to, like... Oh. So jealous.
Well, Teresa talks about how she was really angry after the sentencing, and this was the first time that we kind of got her perspective on what she was feeling, because it was always, oh, it's, you know, it is what it is, and all that, and I'm going to pray, but this was the first time she inserted any emotions into the situation, and then she, you know, of course, like anyone that's followed her in the press, they know that she says the same thing. She's John Hancock. She's going to watch what she signs. She's going to be on top of everything. But, you know, Megan, in the viewing, you mentioned a good thing. You mentioned a good point. Like, why don't you just have lawyers look at
her? That's the thing. Like, they're paying this lawyer so much, and he does so much for them. Why don't you have all your mail go to him so that stuff that's you don't need to bother yourself with every day. They can handle everything for you. They can pay the bills that need to be paid on your behalf out of your funds. And whatever needs to be ignored or whatever needs a further phone call to be sussed out. Like, Joe is such an idiot. He goes, I just got your name on it, but I just been throwing it to Bill. I don't know why I've been throwing it away. Throwing it away. Nice. Your wife just did a year hard time for your mistakes.
And you're next up.
And you've been throwing it away.
I thought that was such a hilarious thing because he had those little accountant glasses on.
Yes.
And he was just holding those, this bill doesn't make sense. And she's like, she's looking at it. I was like, it's the blind leading the blind on that one. I was just like, how have we not learned that, like, you can't handle, like, you're barely a paper shredder, like, of a human. Like, have somebody else read your bills.
You wonder how people get through the day. And then they learn.
Have Gia be your accountant by now. It's like anything will be an improvement.
I feel like she's more frustrated than anyone. I feel like she looks at those two as like, she must be so frustrated.
She can't wait to write a tell-all book. She's like, I can't wait till I'm 18 and I'm out of here.
She's like, you know, they give great hugs, but I'm really embracing myself from here on out. Yeah. From now till 18, I'm good.
She looks good on the Bravos. Did you watch them?
Yes. Yeah. And I remember we thought she looked so beautiful during the specials over the summer where, what was it called? Like, Teresa checks in. That's right.
Yeah, well, Jacqueline surprises Teresa and shows up. It seems to be like it could have been very, you know, Teresa was really caught off guard.
Teresa didn't know she was coming, but Jacqueline knew she was making that surprise visit.
Yeah. I saw someone on Twitter posted a tweet. They said that Jacqueline downgraded from a Range Rover to a Jeep.
Downgrading in Jersey never looks so good.
I bet, who knows? I drive a Jeep. Why the hell not?
I mean, it's like none of these women actually have this luxe lifestyle they were trying to portray. I'm like wondering when the Joe and Melissa bottom's falling out. When we're going to start seeing
when the envy clothes unravel. When the strings are pulled and we see behind the glitter cheetah curtain, it'll be dark times.
Glitter cheetah curtain.
Well, Jacqueline says what she's always been saying. She needs clarity. She's received mixed messages. And even Teresa was like, it's been a week.
Yeah.
Like, give her a break. Jacqueline's like, I'm having mixed feelings, you know, about this phone call, the phone call. And it's like, she wants to talk about Teresa being selfish. You know, she's just, like, so selfish with her emotions. She calls me. I don't know what this means. I just feel like I just need some clarity. I'm like, she, like, Teresa, didn't she tell her, like, well, I've only been out a week. Like,
yeah,
like, how rude are you? Mm-hmm. Like, for Jacqueline to call other people selfish is insane.
And remember, mm-hmm. Dolores said, let her come to you. Don't call her. Don't text her.
Yes.
So this is going completely wrong from the jump.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacqueline's already too emotional, even in the interviews.
Oh, God. Like, she's crying every 5 seconds.
She's got all her emotions put into this friendship that hasn't been in, like, 4+
years.
It's
not really... Yeah. Because I feel like when she was there and she's like, I really want us to build our... And I was like, just saying, like, I really want us to build our finances. I mean, friendships. Like, because that's what it is. Like, don't slip up and say the wrong word. But it's just like, Jacqueline, you're just so sad. You're just like a broke little bird, and trying to watch you fly is sad. It's hard. Well,
Teresa, her defense in the whole back and forth and where they fell out was that she, you know, she only sends one word texts. That's
it. You know, I don't send long texts.
Yeah, texts. Yeah. And that, you know, she said, yeah, I just send short ones, and you know, I usually send one-word answers.
Well, I think she was saying, like, oh, well, that's when all my legal stuff started, and I'm not supposed to talk to anyone about it. So that's her excuse for
Then she says that she wrote Jacqueline the letter from her heart, and the whole thing was just too fast for me. Like, you know, writing the letter. It was clearly for the show. She's like, hey, I'm coming back on my show that I'm the queen of in 2 weeks, so... Remember me? Yeah.
I don't even think she had an orthodontist appointment. It's just like, you know, what do you do to get somebody out of your house? It's like you're on house arrest. So you have to have like a legitimate excuse. You can't be like, I have to go, you know, run errands, pick up the kids. She's like, I have, you know, I haven't gotten my braces tied. I'm like, what? Teresa has braces. I know. No judgments on braces. I was like, oh, those are, I've never seen.
I know.
They must be on the back of her teeth.
Yeah.
But I was still like, ooh, just get good cover.
And it'll be perfect for prison.
Maybe she wasn't allowed to have them. I don't know. It was weird. She was like, I haven't had my braces tightened in a year. So I'm surprised you're actually allowed to go to jail with braces on your teeth. Honestly, I feel like they think you're going to, like, rip
take
that wire
off and
out
as a shiv.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good if I ever
can that lock with that wire.
Honestly, I would have rather watched her go to the orthodontist than continue watching Jacqueline. I would rather watch her get her brackets tightened than watch that.
It's just not making Jacqueline.
And also,
look
it's like, Jacqueline,
good.
Starbucks is expensive, honey. You need to cut back on the expenses. Like, you should have brought
that
coffee from home.
That did look like an $8 venti.
Yeah, you don't need to.
She just doesn't look good with all that desperation.
I did write down a quote from their conversation that stuck out to me. Teresa said, since I was at camp, the denial with her is so insane to me. Like, I'm loving this. Since I was at camp, I read books. I read the Bible. They say you're supposed to forgive. Teresa, you're so Catholic, it's painful. In the Lord's Prayer, do they not mention forgive those that trespass against us as we forgive? What?
Forgive
I don't know the line. Because I'm a Catholic.
Trespass against us.
As we forgive others. What?
Anyway,
and they say, I read books, I read the Bible. They say you're supposed to forgive. Like, Teresa!
Well, I give anyone credit that can read the Bible in its entirety. It's a lot to take in. And I feel like
she didn't read it in its
maybe
entirety.
Maybe she read it in Italian, but I don't know if she could read it in English and get the same thing out of it. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I can't picture her doing
that. No, she should have asked Tamara Barney for some help. Tamara knows the Bible back and forth.
No, I see her
lives fine.
I understand her doing like a daily devotional and whatever, but to say like, oh, I read books and the Bible and they say you're supposed to forgive. Like it's this novel concept. Like,
she's like, I didn't even read my own books. But
oh God, those books.
I can't. So anyway, it does seem like, even though she was a bit shady during the meeting, that she was like, trying to say, like, well, I have forgiven you. I did feel like that was genuine from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
But the whole conversation didn't seem genuine. But that part did. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one thing that seemed ridiculous was Melissa picking out clothes for her store. And that orange lady. What's her name?
Oh. Jackie. Jackie is the knockoff Betsy Johnson.
Yes.
Yes. That hair.
With that hair, that tutu. And then she had, like, a weird, like, fur pelt. I will say, like, I get I'm a vegetarian, I'm in PDA, so I understand, so I'm, like, not trying to push my agenda, but it's like, if you are going to murder an animal, Jersey does it in such a wrong way, where it's like, if, like, you have to murder an animal, at least to make it look good, they make it just like, oh god, why don't you just, like, wear a human carcass on you, because it couldn't look worse. Oh, do a Lady Gaga where just wear the meat on you, because it, that looks classier than the, like, the fur choice is just so bad. It's so bad. I'm like, why don't you just shave Joe's back and wear that as a pelt? Because, like, that fur would look better than the fucking Muppets that they wear. Anyway, but yeah, the clothes are, sorry, not to go off on a rant. When they, when Melissa and her, the Jackie. Crazy woman, Jackie, got into a stylist fight over.
Ooh, I got nervous.
Because she was telling Melissa, she's like, you can't just have rompers and dresses. You know, you have to have different clientele. And she's like, you need to have this. And she pulled out what appeared to be camel silk pajama look. Like,
if you are a pop culture freak and you worship Beverly Hills like I do, you will know that this is the Phyllis Neffler troop leader outfit from the 80s. Remember, Phyllis Neffler. Do you guys, Shelley Long, have you seen the movie?
I feel so bad that I have. I feel so bad.
You would die over this movie. So there is a scene where Shelley Long starts making her own troop leader uniforms rather than, like, the drab number that all the other women wear. And there, she wears, like, a khaki pant with a Hunter Green piping on it, and the top has the Hunter Green piping too. It's like this matching set, and that's exactly what that pant and top set were. Wait, except, like, the color was swapped out for, like, maroon or rust or whatever it was. And I was just like, oh my god, first of all, that is so fugly. This Jackie lady is out of her mind.
Yeah, I think it was kind of played up, you know? Yeah. Like, you two have to have a moment about disagreeing over what's going to be in the store. So that's why the other one was like, well, you need to think of the older woman that's going to come in.
Yeah, she's like, you need to have, and I'm like, how many old blind women live in Franklin Lakes? Like, what? How much clientele can you possibly market to? And it's like, I love that they're asking this, like, old crazy woman who, I told you, I think it is a, it is my theory that that also could be Kim D, who's cut her hair and dyed it pink just to climb on the show because they look very, very similar. But it's like, yeah, let's take this woman's advice instead of the two hot gay assistants that are standing behind her, and the guys are like, oh. Yeah, sure, let's ignore, like, the Banana Republic models, but yeah, let's listen to this, like, Phyllis Diller tell us how to dress.
She wasn't.
Well, Dolores' house is in need of some work. That house really is like walking back in time with the white appliances and the rooster on display.
Why does every housewife have a rooster? My mom has a rooster.
Moms, like, I don't get it. Love roosters, especially in the kitchen. And like, my mom's like, I'm going to do the whole kitchen in roosters. I'm like, that's a bold choice.
No, my mom had a rooster kitchen, too.
The only thing that drives me more crazy than that, and my sister has this, is they have to have the vino spelled out. You know, like the plaque.
Oh,
they have
to have,
like, things that say things. Like, you know, like the letters that say, like, I don't know, what do they say in the kitchen? You know,
like laugh and love, one. Family.
Caliente. Yeah, that stuff. Like, that is just like, you know, like back of Marshalls.
Yes. That clearance shelf in Home Goods.
Marshalls, a Ross, a Home Goods, and they look like they've all exploded in
that. Yeah, they're all like, you know, like that weathered look, like the corners are like a different color. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just so that I goof on, but yeah. I mean,
no, it's so true. The live, laugh, love, it's canvases, yes.
I have a glass ball in my kitchen, so it's just tacky as little
thing. A little decorative. So, I have nobody. You can't mess a decorative bowl.
Yes. So Dolores' house, yes. And then Jacqueline comes over, and she's like, guess where I came from? You're never going to guess. Like, oh, Teresa's, what did she say? She wants to be friends again. And I was like, oh, my God, come here. So we're all happy for Jacqueline. Things are on this week for her. She's collecting money by being in so many scenes. She's being invited to parties. She's at back at her friend's house.
Regina George says she's allowed back in the Wednesday pink click. Like, it's great. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. So, like, everybody was so sexual to me this episode. And, like, Siggy said about Teresa and Jacqueline, she goes, oh, you guys don't have to jump in the sack together. Just get to first base. And I'm like, why is everything about two women this week being hypersexualized.
The only person I want to see on that show be hypersexualized is Frankie, Dolores' son. And yes, I understand that Frankie is 17 at the time of filming. If anybody has any updates of what age he is now, because I will marry Kay Letourneau him so hard. He is so hot.
I think he's the hottest housewife child there's ever been.
Oh, definitely. By far.
I lie. Gigi and Bella, I forgot, were housewives kids. Oh. Never mind. Yeah.
But, like, for guys, but it's like, we had a rough group of guys. I mean, the Rosacea twins, you know, Albie and Chris, you know, we don't need them. And then it's, like, Ryan with the lip tattoo inside.
Yeah.
So we had a rough go of it.
The last good ones were Gina Keough's sons. They were the last two. Yeah. And that's going way
down. Well, that's with the baseball player who was an... Her son was a baseball player, and he was... So he, like, she'd be like, oh, hi, sweetie. And he'd be like, shut up, mom, and, like, slam the door. And it was like, ew. Yeah. Roid rage. Yeah. But, yeah, Frankie is...
I don't have any opinion about him.
Frankie is hot. And I think Dolores is hot. Like, I love Dolores and Siggy. Hot. They are bright cheek highlighters in a very dark, dark season.
You know what? You got a point to that. Yeah, I agree.
I think Siggy's really fun. She's
I love her. Yeah. There is not one flaw. And I mean, as you guys know, I love to pick out flaws. She is flawless to me. And so is Dolores. I adore them. I think they're so fun. And I just think Siggy's so positive in her planning the party with Teresa. And just like, also when Teresa walked into Rails, you know, like Dorinda's favorite place, with that Louis Vuitton Maramaki bag. It's like, why do you still have it? Why do you still have it? Consign it.
But Siggy goes, I have the exact same bag. Like, they bonded over it. It's fine.
Of course. Yes. Well, let's, before we get into the Rails,
charades. They love Rails. Oh God,
they must have some, like, someone's cousin. No, must have that's owned what I think. It. Yeah,
it's the new brownstone. Yeah. So it's like somebody's family member owns Rails.
I think it's someone in production.
We'll find it out. We will before the end of the season.
Me and Frankie will take a trip there, and we will find it out.
Well, Fern is from near this whole situation, so Fern goes home to visit family and does. She gets the intel.
Well, honestly, I mean, I definitely hope Fern gets better. My love is to her, but if, you know, her health fails, I will be glad to accompany her back home to show her her favorite parts of the city before something happens, and I will make sure that we get to Dolores and Rails.
Well, we need to go to...
Yes, it's Fern's last wish. Please buy her book also.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. What else? Oh, yeah, the ex-husband. Dolores' marital situation, the ex-husband.
Yeah.
Her family all came over. The 102-year-old grandmother was there.
She's so with it. My God.
She had more energy than...
Good genes in that family.
Yeah.
Good genes.
Yeah, what else can we say? They say the grandmother, what'd you do all day? I just watched TV. You know she's watching this show. You know she's watching New Jersey Housewives.
Oh, to catch up before, to know what she's getting into.
Yeah.
Okay, Grandma, you got this.
So, yeah, so Dolores was divorced 17 years ago. The family still views the guy as the son-in-law, you know, all of that. But he wasn't faithful. I mean...
I would think that, well, she's like, maybe that's why I've been single for 17 years. Well, yeah, maybe if your whole family is still calling your ex-husband, like, our son-in-law, or he's calling your mother, Ma... And he lives right down the street. Like, maybe you haven't opened yourself up enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just feels safe. So you haven't gone looking hard enough. Or you haven't opened yourself up and whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's still, like, she hasn't disconnected much. You know how, like, Sonia still, it's like, they're separated physically, but not mentally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
As my therapist has said to me many a time. So.
Good one.
Let's talk about Dolores' birthday party. Is there anything else we want to discuss?
I just thought that got so sexual, and I don't understand why. And why? Teresa, cannot stop talking about the sex that went on in prison.
And also, it was just a weird setup how they decided to do, like, charades. Like, we're all going to do charades about something about Dolores, but it wasn't charades because they were narrating it, but we're going to have people act it out behind us. It was very weird. That's where, like, Melissa was, like, saying the creepy story of, like, there was a little boy who got a wee-wee in his downstairs for every girl he saw, and that girl. And I was like, what is this weird story?
And then Teresa
goes up, and she's like, well, this isn't a story about Dolores. And I was like, well, that's not the game, Teresa, but all right.
Yes.
Okay, let's make this about you. She's like, but I want Dolores in it to act it out. So they have to go behind her to be, like, the players. And she's like, when I was in... college. And I was like, just say prison. Nobody believes you were at college, Teresa. Do something believable, okay? Like, come on, just say when you were orange, Orange is the New Blacking it, and she said that terrible story.
I know. I can't even repeat it.
What did she say? With that the aroma of fish woke
her up because she wanted Jacqueline. She was like in my dorm, we would massage each other, and so Jacqueline and Dolores were acting out massaging each other, and then she's like, and then one day I woke up and I woke up to the smell of fish, and I looked over, and these two girls. You know, we're eating fish. And it's like, on one thing, why didn't they have Rosie be one of the players in that? If you're going to do a fish story, she just seems like the obvious person of, like, let's celebrate it. She knows the most. If you're going to be doing an act-out basketball game, if you have Michael Jordan in the audience, why wouldn't you have him come up and do it? It just doesn't make sense. And also, I thought it was slight shade at Kathy, because just, maybe I'm going too far back in the archives, and to that I apologize. Fourth season, does anybody remember when Richie said that Kathy tasted like fish? That is so graphic, you guys, but...
No!
Yes! He said she tasted like fish, but she gets it done. Quote, unquote.
Wow. What a romantic couple. So classy, Richie, as usual. You're usually this complete scumbag. Anyway, this is the first time that...
This got very deep. Oh, God.
This is the third time we've had to see Kathy in three episodes. She went to this party, and she was there seeing Teresa for the first time.
I thought it was very cordial. I wish we would have seen way more, like, less of the sexual stuff. Who cares? The way that they were all acting around the room to each other, because that got ignored. We got to see the greetings, mm-hmm. which you would have thought would have been a little more over the top, because it's the first time you've seen your cousin since she got out of freaking federal prison.
I love how they don't acknowledge it.
No, they don't.
They don't acknowledge
it. It's just very like, kiss on the cheek, whatever. And if anybody's very Italian, like, tweet us and let us know, because Dolores said something like, it's more acceptable to have gone to prison than to get divorced for Italians. She said that in tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's
prison
something
is less
like,
paperwork, so yeah.
Maybe it's something that's like, it happens, it's accepted, we don't talk about it, we call it cute innuendos. Like, it just was... So, Kathy, she wasn't very warm, too. Rosie, she was sweeter, too. But then we got one little tiny two-second clip of them kind of, like, staying on opposite sides of the room. Like, why wasn't that followed more closely, acknowledged, thrown in there, even if it's a fake shot of something else, like...
Yeah, you want to see a little more. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was weird they were invited in the first place. Like, are they that close to Dolores? Maybe they are, but we never knew that.
It is odd that the two of them are always a package deal at all these events.
Yeah.
And why would Rose even want to be bothered going to a party like that? You know what I mean? I feel like she was always with the guys in the other episodes. Now, like you mentioned this last week, Annabelle, now she's got to do everything with these chicks.
Mm-hmm. She's just, I mean, she's desperate. She's trying to claw on. And I did like her Fred Flintstone, like, little leopard tie. And, she's trying. I liked it. I still would have much rather seen the 102-year-old grandmother there, but that's me.
Yeah, I
would much rather like to see her replace Jacqueline, but I'm not in charge of casting. I wish I was. Right. Yeah.
I love Rosie. I cannot get enough. Like focus more on her. More.
Really? Or more on the orthodontist. Anyone but switch up the group. Switch up the group.
If I were Rosie and Kathy, I wouldn't want to go to those events because there's no place for them there.
They were also, I mean, they were upset that they were at the other high top table, that they weren't at the housewife's table. Oh. It's like, oh, Kathy's plastic surgery for naught.
Because they're friends
of. Haircut, too. No one's seen the new haircut. I don't know. I just feel like the party's over mm-hmm. for them. She hasn't been housewife in years now. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, she's not organically. I mean, I guess they say they all were friends, but we don't know her relationship with Dolores. It's one thing if it's like a family thing, and I get that she goes over to Jacqueline's house because they consider her friends and everything. But this event just seemed she was pushed upon. And I wouldn't want to go to anything like that if it was like, I'm just here because the cameras are here. But if the cameras weren't here, I would never be here.
You would die to be invited to a party for Housewives.
Yeah, but
if you were Kathy, you wouldn't.
Because like if there were not cameras there, you would not be invited. So because there are cameras there, you're invited. So what does that make you, like a chess piece? You know, like you're being manipulated and produced just to show up to something.
Kill to be one of those chess pieces.
I can't fault them at the same time for being like, oh, we're shooting a show, let's do it. Because I would do the same.
Then that Jacqueline thing at the end with the squirting. With the squirting. It's like, this is the second squirting house in New York. Yes. And then Jersey, it's like, why is...
I did enjoy drunk Melissa that she had some lip with Teresa that was funny. She's like, you're a horrible driver. And then she was like, I am my own spirit animal. I was like, oh, me too. When I am drunk, I am my own spirit animal. Yes.
Yes, a lot of third-party references of, like, Ziggy, the party doesn't start till Ziggy gets there. I'm Ziggy. Like, I love her.
Yeah, I absolutely we don't talk her. Enough about her on this show. Yeah, we all seem to like her on the show.
I hope it's coming. She's my MVP. She's my Erica Jane of this season.
Yes, yes. Like, somebody fresh to liven it up.
Yes. Love it.
Very necessary. Let's take a look at some news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, guys. Too fab. Is reporting. Dolores is explaining why she's finally Real Housewives official. Actually, I'm very curious to know. She said, we were all the original crew and it just wasn't the time for me when it started. And now I feel like I have a story. I have something to offer. You know, I'm 45. I'm reinventing myself. My kids are grown and things like that. I have to really find my way now. She reacts to how the Real Housewives process was for her. This is real. This is not fake. This isn't some women sitting around drinking a cup of tea and saying some snarky remarks. This is as real as it gets. So to see that and to see anyone I care about hurt or upset, it's upsetting to me, and that's the hardest thing. True. She's been a part of this gang for a long time. She just hasn't really been shown at all. So this is real for her, at least.
I always like to hear what they say about how real it really is. Especially when you're a new housewife and you're not used to having cameras in your house interviewing your mom and your 102-year-old grandmother's in the kitchen. So it's interesting to see her perspective.
I feel like people say different things. She's taken to it like a fish takes to water. I feel like it's natural for her. I don't feel like this is a weird, bumpy
entrance.
Yeah.
To her. Yeah, it's a good point.
God, she's so hot for 45. I mean, she's hot for any age, but like
she's hot. She looks good, yeah.
And with kids, God, she looks better me than I ever will. Okay. Ooh. Okay. From New You, Jacqueline was asked by New You about how Teresa's changed since her release from prison. Jack didn't hold back, saying, I think people can make some changes, but the core base of someone, I feel, is always there. I think it's possible to make changes if you are sincere about making those changes and it's not just for show.
Ooh. Okay.
As always, she's
honest. You know, she said change a lot. Change, because that's what she needs in her bank account. So let me say that as many times as I can. That quote means nothing. I feel like people can change, but their core is still a change if they want to be, if they're a human. Like,
even I had to read it twice.
I'm not a good reader, but still, I was like, that's, sorry, guys.
Well, over on Twitter, I pay attention to Danielle Staub's tweets. She's always got something to say about this show. So if you are a super fan, I'm sure you're following her on all of her accounts. But today, there was a tweet that a Twitter user sent to her, and they said, at Danielle Staub, you're attending the reunion? And Danielle retweeted and wrote, she said, that's the plan, #yes. Now, I would love to have her there, obviously, but I don't know how we would attach her at this point to the reunion.
Interesting. I feel like
invitations... Have her host it. Anything, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like her being the cameraman. I don't care.
I want her there more than anything, but unless the only thing they could do is pull her on verse with Melissa and play that angle. Yeah. We never got to the bottom of that. When she said, have you seen your nephew? Bring up my family.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of where we are today, and we're still here. So we need to bring it back a little bit. Yes. So let's predict real quick and what's this coming up?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll go first. Melissa's going to open Envy. There's going to be a lot of bumps in the road. I don't know. I don't know what's coming up with this Teresa and Joe no forgiving if you cheat talk.
Yeah.
I'm confused, so we'll see.
I'm going to predict because, with next week with the opening, we already see a preview of Joe complaining of, like, but my kids. And then it's like, just, you know, he's complaining about how hard it is to be a white man in America. And we get it, Joe. It's like you have kids that want to spend time with you. Hard. Your wife works. That's, I've never heard of that dynamic.
I don't really have any predictions. I'm with you, Megan, when it comes to the conversation that she's going to have with Joe. I wonder if Teresa's feeling as though she has to have these conversations, you know, formally on camera.
Right, yeah. For the viewers who have been questioning what happened while she was away. Because there was pictures of him with other women. Yeah,
and then she, like, Teddy, when she talked about it, she was angry, you know, at the situation. Because she feels as though, I guess, that she needs to appeal
if you cheat on me, it's done. And he went, like, you can cheat on the IRS, Joe, but not me.
Oh, well, that will do it for us. You can share your thoughts beneath this episode and give us a thumbs up. You can also head over to iTunes if you're listening to us via podcast. Give us a new review. We've been on for a while, and then we've been off, so give us some new thoughts if you like. You can always find us on social media. Where can we find you guys?
I can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com, where I do funny recap blogs of Bachelorette and Real Housewives at Adderall and Compliments, and it's also a podcast.
And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER.
And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. I put a new episode up today, and we talk a little bit about the OC ladies and their feuds. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out as well. And, of course, Orange County Housewives here at AfterBuzz TV. But for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, they'll do it for us this evening. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Sprinkle cookies!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.